Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Robin Scott once again review a wine from Kirkland, but this time the Kirkland signature Siskel Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm suffering from some sulfite issues from the last slop that we put in a glass and tried to drink, but I am persevering. I am, you know, reasserting myself, and I am going to be a fighter. I will do what I need to do for art. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, what are you going to do during this podcast?
Make dick jokes.
Boy, there's a big surprise.
That's my art. But anyway.
The audience is going to be enthused.
Well, maybe dick jokes are what we'll have to say, because tonight we're going to do another Kirkland signature wine, and not from Europe. Once again, we're back in California, which we've never had good luck from that.
Have not.
But have no fear. Alison Krohe is nowhere near this wine. They said, you know, we gave you this and that, and you just took a dump on it. So we're going to give this to somebody else. We're going to have, Jeff McBride make this wine.
Okay.
I don't fucking know who that is. But anyway, Jeff. Jeff's going to admit just my name is Jeff.
Not Joffrey?
No, it's just Jeff. Well. You know what? They said, a man named Jeff, that's an honest name. Let's hire some guy named Jeff. It doesn't even make a difference. We've had Allison, and she sucks. So why don't we hire a guy named Jeff? And they're like, okay. Yeah, we agree. Jeff is the guy. So they hired a guy named Jeff.
Okay.
Before that, he changed oil at a Valvoline, but he made wine this time. So
does he go by Sebastian certain days of the
week? No, he just goes by Jeff.
Okay.
Just Jeff.
All right.
And two Fs. Not one F. So he's not clever like that. But this is from the Siskel Vineyard. So it's a single vineyard Kirkland signature wine. Single vineyard, folks. Now, Siskel Vineyard, what is that? Well, that is a fairly somewhat known vineyard within California.
All right.
It is mountainous, and it's home to one or two that you might know. One I know you're going to know. Cake Bread.
Okay.
Cake Bread makes wine in Siskel. Camus does some stuff in Siskel. It's a petite Syrah, but Grand Durf, it's made in Siskel.
Okay.
So there are some, it has some pomp and circumstance. Harlan is not made in Siskel.
No.
Screaming Eagle is not. But, you know, there are some that have a following that is Siskel. Cake Bread is the big one, though, that I would really say that is the one that is the main dog. But this is a little bit of a special wine for Kirkland. They do some different things here and there for, you know, a little more strict appellation, but not a lot of single vineyards. Probably because it's just expense. If you bought Cake Bread, it's $60, $70, $80,
$90,
$200. This comes in at $22. It's cheap. Might even be a little bit less than that. Might be $19.99. So you have single vineyard grapes.
From Napa.
Yeah. No, I mean,
how bad can they be?
Well,
we'll find out.
I mean, they have a driveway. This is right next to that driveway, so you get some exhaust fumes and shit on it.
The blacktop might splatter.
A little bit of that. Yeah,
the blacktop.
That dude in Portugal that pulled his pants down did the helicopter dick during the Portuguese documentary thing that we watched that one time.
I don't think I watched that.
The helicopter dick.
I don't think so.
No. Scott, do you know what that is? Let me show you. I gotta pull my pants. See, it swings around like this, Scott. It's hypnotizing. Scott almost fell asleep there. Maybe I should do this a little longer. Anyway.
I'm hypnotized.
Nevertheless.
Drop the spell on me.
I don't know how many acres the Susco Vineyard is, but I don't think it's
drop
tiny.
Drop the spell on me.
Remember, folks, that, you know, just because something's a single vineyard, that you know, there's a lot of horse heaven, isn't that? I mean, there's a lot of bigger things.
They smirch Horse Heaven Hills.
Oh, see, right here, cake bread. If you put in Susco Vineyard, yeah, the first thing that comes up is cake bread. You know, and the second thing that comes up is this.
Not the Camus.
Laird, they have some stuff there.
Okay.
You know, but it's not tiny. There are some people that have a presence there. Like here, the 18 cake bread, Susco. It got a 90. You know, this I think also got a 90. This is a 90-point wine. Now, Kirkland was also... This wine was reviewed by James Sackling, but there's a paywall. And I'm certainly not going to pay, James.
Wait, what?
There's a paywall. That's right. You can't just read everything. My OnlyFans site is similar, so... you just can't go in there and see whatever you want whenever you want. Unless you put OnlyFans leaks on Google, then you see all my shit for free, and that's frustrating to me. But nevertheless, not all wineries though use this for Cabernet. Cake bread does, but like Laird, they do a Syrah there, and
okay,
yeah, it's mixed matched. For those that have never heard of it, Susco, it's because it's not Rockpile. It's not, you know, it's not Martha's Vineyard. It's not, you know, Moon Mountain. It's not any of those things. It's not the best of the best. But it is a single vineyard, right? Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The label itself on this bottle, they have basically, it's a painted map of California, then they just painted Susco in gold on the map. Or at least I think that's correct, because you can't really tell what it is. It does say on the bottle, the Susco Vineyard, depicted in gold in the front of the bottle, is located in Napa Valley. Yes, we know that. There's a cool mountain climate that produces full, rich Cabernet Sauvignon profiles containing aromas of plum, blackberry, and mocha, framed by vibrant acidity and length. And that's Jeff wrote that. So, nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break because we have to prepare ourselves for this wine, and emotionally and, you know, physically, metaphysically.
Meta? Yeah. Physically? Yeah. X?
Basically, we have to smoke a lot of meth.
Then X anyone?
X?
Oh, let's take the X off the building now since we didn't get the proper permits.
What?
Good move, Elon Musk.
Okay.
You didn't hear about the X nomenclature now for Twitter?
They got taken down?
They put an X on top of the building. It got taken down.
That's so sad.
It is.
I can't imagine that he would do something wrong. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, not often. Mm. Only once a day. Okay, only more than once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Only all the time. Elon's had a rough couple years.
That's true. Well, nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break. But we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So Scott, off the air, looked up the size of Susco, and it was 185 acres. Which?
185 planted acres. 744 gross acres.
Oh, that's even bigger. you know?
Yeah.
Well, in reality,
185 planted.
The yield that they can get off an acre is probably a little more surprising. So, you know, if you think some wineries that have a decent presence, they're only 30, 40 acres.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get a lot more out of, you don't need 500 acres to produce 1,000 cases of wine. It doesn't take that. So, nevertheless, this wine itself doesn't real. I mean, it has a review from the Costco blog, but who gives a shit? They gave it 91 of their points, but they only review stuff from Costco. So, you know.
Well.
You know.
Tastings, folks. Tastings.com.
Tastings has done that, too. They gave it, I think, the tasting panel, I think, gave one of them 95 of their points. It varies. Oh, yeah. Tastings, yeah. 95 out of 100. That's exciting. That's the 19. This is the 20. So in the glass, though.
Tastings recommends that it's put sat down for 3 to 6 years. Well.
Okay. Well. Some places you can get this for 15, 16 bucks, too. So we're just, once again, 20 bucks for us.
From Tastings, it awarded 95 points. Gold medal exceptional.
But there was only, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Who was in their group? Rodney Strong, Sonoma Cab?
It doesn't say.
Trefethen? Fetzer? Ugh. Yeah, beat Fetzer. Ugh. Fetzer was the bronze. Well, on the nose.
Let's do this.
It's kind of a nondescript menthol.
No, I can't get Sangiovese out of my head.
Don't say that word.
No, I can't get it out of my head.
There's a little bit of currant. And some dried leaves. I was trying to ignore that fact, but there are dried leaves.
I kind of like that little element in the nose. Yeah. Like cranberry. It is a soft, subtle nose, and Rob brought out the home run hitters tonight. That big Grand Cru. Giganto. Well,
give it a chance, you know? Give it a chance.
Give love a chance. All right, here we go. I'm going in. Tartaric acid, crystalline structures. Weird, has a little kind of soapy look about it in the glass. I mean, in general, it looks fine. It's not the darkest, densest cab we've ever had on the show.
Oh, by the way, for those that want to know, Jeff, he is the vice president of winemaking at Benzinger.
Well.
And Benzinger believes in natural winemaking processes. They also make atrocious wines. They didn't used to, but they make bad wines currently. They're hardly even drinkable to us, so.
When's the last time you had a Benzinger?
A couple years ago.
And is the last time you had a Benzinger the last time you'll ever have a Benzinger?
Yeah, because why would I?
Right.
They used to be about $25. Now they're $14.99.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. It's just, yeah. We don't use pesticides. Well, maybe you should. Spray some fucking Raid, man.
There's plenty of people that are...
Our flowers attract certain bugs that kill the other bugs. And you know what? I don't care. Put a bug zapper out there, motherfucker. I mean, do something. We don't use fertilizers. We use our own feces. It's like, no, don't do that. No, we don't even spread it. I just will go out and poop in the vineyard. I put a turd at every vine.
Hey, the vines are looking a little crinkly. Let me state this. Fertilizer.
I need to qualify this.
Oh, you don't have to go?
No, I have a very natural diet, so it is organic poop. I'm organic and vegan, so, you know, there's no animal products or preservatives in my feces.
Do you eat a lot of grape nuts to go along with that?
Oh, yes, high fiber, yes. Never too loose, grape never
nuts.
Too firm.
What happened to grape nuts?
I don't know.
Does anybody eat grape nuts anymore?
I wish I wouldn't have made those jokes because now I'm sick.
Now you're sick.
I'm Jeffrey.
Oh, poor. Nah. What did Jeffrey do to deserve this?
I don't know. Well, we haven't tasted this yet. But
Vice President of Benzinger.
Man, if I was looking for a guy.
You're not happy now.
It's like, we need to bring in a hired gun. If you had Benzinger? Yeah. Why? What about? No, no, seriously, why? I mean, you know, who's the winemaker of, you know, Chateau Saint-Jean? I might have called him before. Or hell, Rodney Strong or St. Francis. Fuck, I would have might even called the Fry Brothers. Let's go in.
First of all, when I have a Napa cab, I expect there to be a certain density and needs to be full-bodied. This is not that.
No, it's medium.
That was my first impression, and it was not a good one, folks.
Guess what? It's Cabernet. It's okay. It is the best. It is the best wine we have had from Kirkland from the United States so far, which is a very low bar, but this is very competent. This is an extremely competent wine. At $20, there are 1,000 that are superior to this, mind you.
Absolutely.
But
nearly everything.
This is good.
Okay.
It's good.
Yes. There's something sweet about it that bothers me.
You know what? I think that if you look up Suskul, there's a little bit of, I forget what the soils are there, but it might be limestone, but it has a unique quality to it. And I'm such an expert. I'm not an expert on Suskul at all. I'm not even going to pretend like I am. I don't drink cake bread. You know, I don't drink Laird. So, you know, when you can't even like look up Suskul, really. All you get is cake bread, cake bread, cake bread. And that's not what I want to look up. Suskul Mountain. No, that's another one. You can't even look up the bloody, it's not an AVA either. It's just a single vineyard. So you can't get that much information about it. But it has, I would assume probably slightly volcanic soils. Suskul. Let's just look this up. Suskul Vineyard Soils. Whoops, that's solids. Gotta spell right. Soils. Okay, rocky, well-drained soil. Thank you. Fucking fuck you. I don't give a shit about that. That's not what I'm looking for. Nickel have one. That's not surprising. It seems like
Klein.
Klein does that?
Joseph Phelps Insignia parcel.
Oh, Joseph Phelps' Insignia is there?
Mm-hmm.
See,
29% is sourced from Suskul Vineyard.
Let's just see what this is. They might have some information. Loamy soil. Mm-hmm. Alluvium, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of different really small blocks. So like Nickel, they do a Suskul Ranch Merlot, and they have 9 acres for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
I'd be down for that. Of course, that's going to be $100 a bottle, probably.
I don't know about their Merlot, but it's probably, I've never seen their Merlot for sale outside of, I've never seen their Merlot for sale, quite frankly. But it looks like Laird has their own stuff from there. It's very expensive. It's volcanic. So, yeah, it's volcanic soil. This has a little bit of a volcanic element to it. Just a little bit of that acidity kind of just draws it down. But you're going to find that the ones that have plots there, they're smaller, where you're going to have multiple different wineries that just do one or two. There isn't somebody that has a 10,000 case production just from Suskul. It's not that way. That's the way it is with any single vineyard, really, except for the ones that are, you know, questionable as to whether or not they're a vineyard, right?
Right.
You know. Is Horse Heaven Hills, do they call it Horse Heaven Hills Vineyard? I think they do.
question.
Okay, so for this wine, top to bottom, start off with, it has a very limited front palate. There's cassis. And a little bit of blackberry. And then it matriculates down into like black licorice through the mid palate. That is a really interesting feature. It just doesn't have a lot of it. It's there, but the wine itself is smaller scale in its flavors. It's a little tight, but it's not big enough that makes you think that it's going to open up in 5 to 10 years.
No.
It's a tight wine, but it's not a grand wine, like Scott's saying. It's medium-bodied. It's tight and compact. I like the little elements are there. Let's go back.
The reason we might hold this, little bit of acidity that I think would settle out so that this wine would become something different. I'm not saying I'd hold it for 5 years, but hold this a couple years and let that acidity calm down a little bit.
Hmm.
What is the sweet thing that's bugging me in this wine?
There's no residual sugar, but
it's not.
It has, it comes back on the finish. I think it's the American oak that's bringing it back, and it's a sweet oak. And there's just a little tang of, it's a little bit of a berry tang. It's really, let me say this, through the mid palate, when you're drinking it, it has a lovely cooling effect. We sometimes talk about that.
I was just thinking about the same thing.
There's a mint element to it.
It's almost a sense that this wine's chilled, that this mm-hmm. cooling effect is so present.
It's a mint element. It's very nice. And it goes through all the mid palate and then comes up with a little bit of tannin with a little bit of that berry sweetness on the finish, which isn't bad. It's not over oaked.
No.
So you don't have some big fuck charred lump there.
They did a good job with the oaking on this.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. They did a good job with this wine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say.
It's a minimalist wine.
This is not my thing.
But I would drink it.
$22?
$20.
Even at 22, at 25 probably.
Yeah, 25. I think you'd be fine because it has
kind of interesting.
It has some upscale elements to it. It's just a little smaller.
Yeah,
and it's not light. It's just smaller, smaller scale.
It's again Napa, made properly, single vineyard, $20.
Imagine if you
were... Maybe it makes sense that it's smaller scale.
If you're some places that you get it for $16, it's a really nice drink. I think there's a lot of people that it's not overly going to be overly challenging to people, and it's not going to bowl you over with big, heady things.
Nope.
Some people would find it really appealing to drink, you know, because it is an easy drinking wine.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's easy.
Minimalist is a great description for this wine. It's a minimalist Napa.
But it's very pleasing.
It is very pleasing. But
it hits some of the elements of wines that we like more, but it has those. It has a nice tannic backbone, very, very...
Yeah.
Some chalky elements from the soil. It does that very well. It's like a reduced... It's a lighter version of... It's the essence of the wine edge, the one good vintage that we like. It's the essence. So you go into a nice restaurant and they have like the essence of a scallop. It's just a foam scallop. You're like, what the fuck? Why don't you just eat the scallop? No, it's a foam scallop, dickhead.
Well, you didn't order the scallops.
This is a foam scallop.
We cooked the scallops and we were cleaning the pan.
A mousse of scallop.
We took that and whipped it.
Yeah.
You get the essence of scallop mousse.
You're like, what the fuck? Just eat a fucking scallop. No, it's a scallop mousse. What's the difference between scallop mousse and scallop? Well, scallop costs $20. Scallop mousse costs $52. You're like, give me the scallop. No. You're having mousse, dickhead. This is the mousse. It has a lot of the elements. You know that it has a lineage. It has good quality making. Except this, he's never done anything this good at Benzinger. I mean, if Benzinger tasted like this, people would buy it. But it doesn't.
Does kind of sort of remind me of a Sonoma cab. Kind of, sort of?
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Except
even a Sonoma cab would have more potty than this.
Well, oops.
Oops. Do you need it again.
Do you need the body? You want to hide the body.
I would like the body.
You don't need the body. Somebody said, Scott, why do you need the body? And he goes, don't ask me why I need the body. I just need the body. That's never a good situation that you'd be in when someone's saying, why do you need the body?
Well, it depends. Is it a line from a movie?
No.
And you're just...
It's your Tuesday, Scott.
It's my Tuesday.
They're like, sir, why do you need the body? Well, I just need it. What are you going to use it for? It's none of your business. I need the body.
Things.
Yeah. Sir.
Stuff.
Sir, we have you on surveillance film buying lipstick and pantyhose. What are you using those for? I don't need to answer your questions, you fascist pig. That's how you respond, Scott.
How does that work for you?
They tail you back to your house.
I'll bet they tail you.
It's hard to be secretive.
I'll bet you're not
secretive
at all.
They're looking in the windows, and you're like, damn it, I can't have privacy. And they're like, what the hell?
Privacy?
That's right.
You flaunt around the house naked.
I know. I want to be private when I do that. You know, it's nobody's, prerogative what I do.
Why do you have steps to your picture window in your front room then, if you want it to be private?
Well, I don't want to be exclusive. I don't want to, leave people
trust
out.
Trust me, you're not exclusive.
So I see somebody peeking in the window, I'll just come on in, friend. That's right. They normally run away for a little while. I catch them.
Taser.
No. No. Big stick. Just hit him with the head.
Oh, Jesus.
It's messy, but,
Back to the wine.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going back and forth on this thing, how much I like it. For 5 minutes, I'm loving it, and then I'm like, meh. I do want it to be bigger. I just do.
That's what a lot of women have said about you, too.
No, they said your belly's big enough. Just dial it back. Look,
maybe it's because the last one we drank is so fucking bad that this one is like an oasis in the desert. I don't know. But I'm not mistaking this wine for a great wine. But it's fun.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. People would like this wine. Our listeners would like this wine. Just know that it's not really Napa through and through. I don't doubt that they're saying this grape stock comes from Napa. It's just this is not traditionally what you get.
Look, when they were going, Napa, they're like,
AVA cab.
They said to Jeff, you're going to go tour the vineyard today. He goes, oh, great. Where'd you get it? Is it right next to Cake Bread? Well, you just go up and take a look. And they're like, okay. So he walks into the vineyard, and they have this beautiful grove. It's just gorgeous, and the vines are plump and ripe. And, they're, big tree trunk looking things. He's like, oh, is this mine? No. This isn't your plot. Yours is further back. Okay. Then he goes to the next part. It looks nice. I mean, it's the trunks are, the vines aren't quite as pronounced, but it's still nice, and damn, the grapes look healthy. And they're like, he goes, is this mine? No, sir, this is layered. Yours is way back. And like, okay, so he goes back to the next section. And they're looking good. There are some weeds and whatnot, and it's a little trashy, and there's some rusted out car there, and he goes, oh, is this my vines? No, sir.
It's blacktop throughout the vineyard.
No, it's like, sir, yours is a little further back. And so then, all the way in the back, next to the Porter Johns, they have these little twigs in the ground, and it makes a couple berries, and it's very exciting. And he goes, is this mine? He goes, no, I'm sorry, this isn't yours. Yours is over in there. Yeah. What? No, those have grapes on the vine. Yeah, that's right. Anything that falls prematurely, that's yours. Here's the scratch and dent.
I mean, I suppose this wine has a bit of scratch and dent about it because, again, it's just that body.
But it doesn't taste like Alison Krauss stuff. Tastes like stuff that she went into the grocery store and saw Alexander Valley Cabernet grapes for on sale.
Oh, bought the grapes in the grocery
store. Yeah, and she went, "Oh, I've got to buy these." And she went and got all the grocery carts she could, and she loaded up, and she hauled that back in her shitty Jeep Grand Cherokee that's like from 1994 rusted out. That has a blown head gasket.
Oh my gosh. And she drove
him back, and she took him to the winery, which is a factory, and she's like, "Look at the deal I got." That's what that wine tasted like. But this wine tastes like they grew them there. You know? Maybe not in the best part, but, you know.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff's like, "Is there privacy in this part of the vineyard?" Why, Jeff? "Because I like to fertilize the vines myself." "No, you can't do that." "Why? We can't use pesticides." "Yes, we can." "What do you use?" "Agent Orange." Okay. Jeff leaves glowing in the dark.
Jeff. I want to call him Jeffrey.
No, he's not.
He could be.
He's not. He's Jeff. Okay. He changes his own car, changes his own oil.
I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, yeah, he does. He can't afford it. He works for Benzinger. They probably only sold like 6 bottles last week. Total.
So he works for Benzinger, but he's picking up the side gig, his side hustle. I'm making Kirkland Series wines.
Yeah. I got to work for Costco. I can't make enough. Benzinger. Do you know anyone that drinks Benzinger? Anyone?
Don't even recall seeing a bottle of Benzinger other than like Whites and Vindel.
That's Behringer.
But I
Benzinger doesn't make Whites, and you're thinking Behringer. Behringer's a little bit bigger winery. Now Benzinger.
I don't know that I've ever seen them. Then
it's occasionally in grocery stores, but it's not a strong wine. Yeah. When back in the day, the first time we had it, we ordered it as part of our thing from Steve. Where we ordered direct from the distributor. And that's where we got it. We didn't care for it. Haig said, "What is this shit?"
Yeah, there's that. Of course, it might have been because it was in somebody's trunk for 3 weeks.
There's that. Well, it does typically taste like that, you know. But this wine, though. I think that if somebody was having a dinner party, first of all, they'd be impressed. Oh, my gosh, it's an expensive-looking wine. Wow, look at that bottle. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, Kirkland.
Yeah, well, you'd put some electrical tape on the top. But and people that would drink it, I mean, if you drank Quilt all the time, we drank a lot of those different wines that are more the kitschy stuff. This would be perfectly good. And people would, this would be a conversation in a wine dinner, we're having friends over. People would enjoy this wine. I can think of a bunch of different people that drink, you know, maybe casually, maybe not seriously, that would really, really enjoy this wine.
No, I think...
Honest to goodness, enjoy it.
I think people would like this wine. I think it's interesting.
I would buy it again.
Again, if I was going to blind taste this, I'd lead them down a path so I didn't know that it was Napa. I wouldn't give them any clues to let them know it's Napa.
Yeah. I mean.
I think that's the biggest fear I have about people accepting this wine. That they're going to have their stereotype for Napa.
Napa has many hats, though. I mean, you know.
This is like, you know, the French racing style hats with the real long brims. It's kind of like an oddball like that. So people might drink that and go, "Oh, well, we get it. You're like that French racing hat."
Nobody knows what that you're fucking talking about.
Nobody would know what this wine is either. It's like, I think they'd like it, but I think at the same time, it's like, causes you to raise your eyebrows a little bit.
Not everybody thinks of it that closely, though.
Just saying. Yeah, I get that.
If you don't overthink it, it's a tasty treat.
Yeah, minimalist. again, back to that word.
It's minimalist, but it does have elements. It does have, we're going to go back and forth right now, as a matter of fact. I'm going to top off my glass. I'm going to get a little water to rinse out the palate. Now look at Sky going back. And we're going to go back and forth, give elements of this wine. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to do that during the potpourri here on the Wine Vault. We're back, folks. So before the potpourri, I just want to touch on one thing. Years ago, when the Wine Vault started, we had a loyal sponsor, Craig Walters at Allstate Insurance. Craig was a good friend of both Scott and I, and he had left Allstate Insurance. That's why he's no longer a sponsor. But Craig passed away, actually, unfortunately, untimely. He was 50 years old, I believe. Yeah. He passed away earlier this summer, and you know, it was a sudden thing that we didn't know would happen. And we would just like to, you know, as a show and obviously as a Wine Vault community, give our thoughts and prayers to his family.
Yeah.
You know, Craig was a good man. We liked him a bunch. And we are thinking of his family in this hard time. So
yeah, he was a funny guy.
He was.
Not ha-ha funny, but just he was a unique individual.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Good dude.
For sure.
Yeah.
And sure loved his son, that's for sure.
That's true. Whenever last, Craig Walters, tip of the cap to Craig Walters.
Tip of the cap to Craig.
I know. But, back to the show, though. And Craig would want that, by the way.
Yeah, he would.
He's drinking Dewars wherever he is right now.
Dewars, yeah.
A gallon of it at a time.
Yeah.
I like scotch. No, you don't. You like Dewars. Well, where's the Cutty Shark, Craig? I buy it by the gallon. It's cheaper that way.
Dewars
it
is
cheaper. It is cheaper that way.
Dewars is classic. Princess drinks Windsor.
Windsor? I don't even know what that is.
I mean, we make too much money for you to drink this crap. I don't care. I like it because it's cheap.
A lot of things are cheap, man. Dewars. It's like the plastic jug. It's not even glass when you get to that side. It's plastic. You're like, fuck, man.
We're on vacation, and we were out of bourbon, and my buddy poured some Windsor straight on the rocks. That's how he likes to drink his bourbon or Crown or whatever. And he's like, I can't drink this shit.
No, man. Why don't you just sniff glue instead? I mean, that's what I would do.
That's a great fucking Windsor, why do you drink this? Why don't you just sniff glue?
Just sniff glue.
Or it's safer.
Why don't you huff some paint? I've got some. I got a plastic bag right here.
Oh, by the way,
I got some modeling glue.
I've got some 1970s airplane glue.
I don't even know if it works, but I've got some whiteout. We could pour it in there. You could try it out. I don't know. I mean, come on, man.
Goo gone.
I'll throw a Sharpie in a bag, and you can just sniff it, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you just try it?
Just try.
Yeah.
Just
even if you get the gold paint on your face, it's still, you're not safer. Drinking that.
And it's safer.
It just looks better, too. It's classier. Bro. Nevertheless.
Windsor Canadian.
Or Dewars. Cutty Shark. Anyway. This stuff is fucking terrible. Taste test. We have Cutty Shark in one glass, and we have gasoline in the other. Can he tell the difference?
I wonder how much of that they sell now.
Gasoline?
Dewars and Cutty Sark.
Shark, isn't it?
I think it's Sark.
I don't fucking care what it is.
Let's see.
Cutty Shark.
C-H-T-Y. Yeah, it's Sark.
Sark?
Yeah, it's Cutty Sark.
What the fuck
shark.
Is
that? Cutty Sark is a British sailing ship.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, sharks are the things that eat the guys that fall off the ship. So.
Well,
I always call it Cutty Shark because I don't care.
You know who manufactures Cutty Sark? La Martiniquez.
That doesn't sound British.
I know. Well.
Sounds Spanish.
Scotch.
It's Scotch? Scottish?
Scotch.
It doesn't sound Scottish.
Well.
Sounds like it's made in there.
Let's see some prices. $23.99.
For how much?
That would be a 750 ml.
Well, they can go fuck themselves.
What?
I'm paying $23.99 for that.
I think that's what we should.
I'll give him
now
a fucking Sawbuck, man. That's not worth 23.
You can
buy fucking Buffalo Trace for 27. Why the hell would you buy that?
Buffalo Trace is overrated.
It's better than Cutty Sark.
I don't know.
You do.
I'm
gonna
try that.
Jesus.
Some Doors.
Yeah.
We're gonna start drinking Doors.
Why don't you start huffing? You know, a cat could pee in a bag, and you could huff that. Maybe that would work. I don't know.
You're assuming we never stopped.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, this wine. You know, we were having a heartfelt tribute to Craig, and then we start making fun of him. But that's all right. Craig,
we're not making fun of him.
He would expect that.
You're making fun of Doors.
Yeah, which he drank. Yeah, that's what he drank. But, yeah. Anyway. he would appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he probably huffed paint. So, you know. Anyway, rock it out. So, breaking this wine down. I'm going to go. Well, cassis up front into blackberry, matriculating into the licorice. Go.
Yeah, that.
Black fruits.
Mouthfeel that's expressing it as like a cooling sensation.
The mint.
It really does have like a coat your tongue type mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Almost like when you have that really good piece of chocolate. There's a certain texture it has on the tongue. This is almost like that. It's not quite silky, but it's headed that way.
All right.
I like the mouthfeel in this wine.
There's mocha in the mid.
There is some mocha.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that, though.
I think you just did. There's a nice, subtle acidity about it that I think could be the backbone for giving this little time on the bottle. And again, I wouldn't go 5, 6, 7, 8 years. A couple, 3. To let that acidity round out a little bit.
I think 3 would be good for this.
Yeah.
It is a lighter version of other wines, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have a tight core. And it does because there's loads of tannin on that finish. I mean, it's a tannic finish.
It is a tannic wine, period.
So, I mean, yeah, I think...
And that for me is...
It's chewy.
Yeah. The tannic backbone of this wine is what would allow it to go for a couple, 2, 3 years.
Yeah, I think 3 years is the gold. Don't let it go much beyond that because you're not going to gain anything. I think if you start trickling into 5 or 6 years, you're going to get some off-putting flavors there.
But it's just going to lean out to nothingness.
Yeah, I'd say 2 to 3 years.
That's what I would be afraid
of. And I think though, after a couple, it's really going to start drinking even better.
And I think the front palate would be even more succinct.
Yeah, possibly. But I don't think it's going to get bigger and riper, though.
No.
It's not being held back by anything. I like what it is. I do, actually. But quite frankly, I don't like black licorice. But I like it in the proportion it is in that front palate for this wine. It's just a wink of it. That's all I want. Because it adds a dimension. It makes it a little more interesting. And I think it works. You could have all the cassis and blackberry you want. I think those flavors are just smashing. I love those two things. More so than I do plum, more so than I do cherry or raspberry. I love blackberry and cassis. I just love a wine that has that kind of backbone.
It's just kind of your thing.
Yeah. Richness. They just have richness, and they're slightly decadent without being boozy. That's nice. But then you just have it matriculate into that little blackjack licorice kind of thing. It's just a really nice balance.
It really is.
Yeah.
That black bat licorice. I never like it. I never will.
It makes this wine just a little bit better. That's the thing. We have had such bad wines from Kirkland for their American stuff. Trash. So bad so that we stopped buying stuff from that because we've only had bad wines. They're all Allison Crows. What was the most recent debacle? It was Napa, wasn't it?
You've been buying the French.
Oh, was that? It was, oh shit. Which AVA was it within Napa? Was it, oh shit. Well, you can look it up, folks. You can probably know it better than we do. What the hell was that? No, Bordeaux Superior. See, you can always Google Wine Vault Kirkland. But every one that we've done other than that is what came up. Damn it. We've done the Rioja.
It was just a regular Napa Valley.
No. We've never done the Napa Valley. We did... I'm just going to look up Napa AVA.
They had a Napa Valley Meritage.
Did they? Man, mm-hmm. I don't want that. It's probably made by Allison Crow. Oakville. It was the Oakville.
Right. Was that Oakville or Yountville?
It was Oakville. Okay. And it was crap. We hated it.
Don't hate this.
No, this is infinitely better. And this is the same price as that.
Yeah, not my favorite. This is not my favorite. It just isn't.
It doesn't have to be your favorite, but it's pretty good for what it is.
I agree with that. Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's just not doing it for me. But that's
I like drinking it.
That's I'm just being critical. I just want more from this wine.
Well, it's fair to say that the wine can always be better. Wines can always be better. But for, say,
$20.
Well, in some markets, $16.99, we've done a lot worse. And it's a fun conversational piece, and it has some novelty to it. And considering how bad the rest of the stuff is from California, this isn't bad at all.
Yeah. You can't say this is a bad wine. This is a good wine. Mm-hmm. Now, where's its place? What is the placeholder for this wine in your heart, sir?
Well, I think it's competent. I think I would buy it again without much pause.
Okay.
I'd buy a couple bottles next time, too. I think that for a Kirkland wine, once again, you always have to qualify that. It's very, very nice.
Yeah,
and
fair.
I mean, if I saw the Gigondas and this next to each other, and I was going to, which way am I going to spend my money? I think we know which way I'd go.
Yeah. Well, we know which way you go.
Yeah.
Wilfred.
But what?
We know which way
did
you go.
Did you say gonads? I thought you did.
Yeah, we know which way you go.
Why are you bringing me into this, Scott? I didn't do anything.
Because, again, we were talking about the wine guy, and we know which way he goes.
What? What's that mean? What are you trying to say?
Schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic? No.
Multiple voices.
You're just upset because I haven't tried to pick you up on this show. So perverted pickup lines. You need another one.
No, we
you
don't.
You do.
Oh, Lord.
You do, Scott.
Oh, Lord.
Because I think that your mouth says no, but your mouth says yes. Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Oh, no. It's the hashtag Wilfred movement, too.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Wilfred.
Yeah. You're so hot. My zipper is falling for you. Did you get that?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's not even...
What? It's not what?
I have got nothing
it
for
it. It turned you on. That's
no.
All I know. Yes. I can tell you're fully erect. All 3.5 inches of you.
I was taught to have good posture.
No. Hey, Scott. People call me John. But you can call me tonight? I don't know what that means. I don't know. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Wilfred.
Do you like coffee?
I drink coffee.
Because I like you a latte. Yeah.
But is this a third grader's Valentine's
card? I think so. This is once again from Scary Mommy.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Scary Mommy's a...
Yeah. There are Wilfred jokes on Scary Mommy.
Hey, these are classic. Now, these aren't the perverted ones.
Okay.
These are classic pickup lines.
It's classic.
Yes, that's classic.
That's a classic.
The first one is, what's your sign? Because that works a lot. Then the next one, number two, Scott, this is the second most classic one. Do you like raisins?
No.
How do you feel about a date? Get it?
Oh,
jeez. That's the second one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. I bet you.
why didn't the Triple B put a timer on this?
The number 31 is, do you have a map?
It's like, I wish the timer was going off right now.
Because I totally got lost in your eyes.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Can I borrow your lips? That's number 61.
I'll bet you want to borrow somebody's lips.
I don't know. Yes, because I was going to make keychains out of them. Yeah. Yeah. Holiday pickup lines. Yeah. If you're Jewish, you could say, want to spin my dreidels. Don't you just spin one dreidel? I'm just guessing here.
Wow.
I know. You can subscribe. We're going to subscribe you. Rebecca. I just subscribed. Rebecca's email. Oops. She signed up for Scary Mommy. What an unfortunate thing. They thought she was looking at these pickup lines. I don't know. Maybe she should. You know, she might find a better man. Or a worse one.
I think they wrote that song already.
I know. She lies and says she's still in love with him. Can't find a better man.
You know, I've said that many times on, like, weddings that were scheduled that I knew that wouldn't actually take place. I've actually accurately called three. You know? I'm pretty good at that.
80 Ks.
80? Who?
80 Ks.
Oh, well, number one. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's one of them. Yeah, there's other ones too. I'm very insightful.
What are those other weddings that you called?
I just did.
No, let's hear it.
Or divorces. That's the thing. Okay, either they weren't going to...
That's 50-50, sir.
No, it's not. Sometimes it's even money, man, which is 50-50, but that's okay.
It's 50-50. No, it's not.
I went
it's
to Kansas City.
Money.
I knew that was a divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple other ones.
That, you said, was doomed because of such a bad wedding.
I was just doomed. You know? God was on... The gods did not favor them, so... You know.
Well, they were very godly people. At least that's what I understand.
What?
Weren't they very godly people?
Yeah.
Why didn't the gods favor them then?
Yeah, Dionysus, though, was not the god that they...
Not the right god.
We needed that god.
Yeah, that dude.
No. We got the god of Pringles.
Pringles?
Like four Pringles. You may have four Pringles. That's all you have to eat. You can have a hot dog or a hamburger and a bag of chips. That was your catering. And a lemonade. Just one. That's it. I'm not fucking kidding you. That's it. A hot dog or a hamburger and a bag of chips. There might have been a small thing of potato salad or coleslaw, too.
How good was that coleslaw?
Not. It was a shooter. It was a coleslaw shooter, man.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it was a little plastic cup.
Oh,
you've seen those things.
With a little, like, ice cream taster
that's
spoons.
What it was. Yeah. Yeah. And an apple orchard.
Well, you could have picked an apple and had an apple.
Now, right now, people are thinking, well, Rob, won't someone figure out what that is? Yeah, and fuck them. So, you know. Fuck them. Fuck them in the ear. That's right. So, folks, we're going to take a break before I offend people that I know here on the Wine Bowl. Jesus. And we're back, folks. So, the 2020 Kirkland Signature Sioux School Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. Scott, this is a tricky one.
Well,
first of all, we like this wine, and we would recommend it to give it a try. It's fun. It's fun.
And I'm going to say it's not my thing. This is not my favorite, but I can appreciate it. I think it is well done. I want to know why it's not, at least towards full body. And it just isn't. Regardless, they've done a good job with the making of the wine. I think it's well oaked.
It's balanced.
It's beautiful, too. It's just a beautiful, pretty kind of wine.
Yeah. But
I like the textural thing. Yeah. I like that cooling effect.
Yep.
I'm going to give it an 88. And I don't know if that's overscore or not. I'm trying to be fair to the wine, even though it's not my thing, and not mark it down a little bit because it's just not my favorite. But I think it has merit. I think people will like it. I think it tastes more of a Sonoma.
It does taste more of a Sonoma.
Stylistically than
flavor
an Apple.
Profile wise.
But
honestly,
there you go, 88.
But for inexpensive Napas, those normally are not appealing. How many cheap Napas have you had that you liked? I mean, we've had like Hawkstone, all sorts of rando shit. We've had a lot of the randos, and they're awful.
Probably the best, most consistent one is Duckhorn has a Napa.
Yeah, about $70. You mean Decoy?
Decoy has
That's
a Napa.
That's gross.
No, it's not bad.
The Decoy Signature?
It's not bad.
We've had on the show. It was terrible.
I've had it since. It's not bad.
It's good. I don't think that's very good. But
I prefer this.
Yeah. And this
even
is
though
cheaper.
It's not my thing.
This is cheaper.
Yeah.
I think 88 is the correct score, but that's a good score. That's a score that we're saying it isn't something that you should build your collection off of, but it's fun and it's tasty. It works. It works for what it is. It is a bit of a novelty because they don't sell it all the time, but when they sell it, you should buy it because you'll enjoy it. It's fun. Don't take yourself too seriously, though. You can't take yourself too seriously and drink this wine because, you know, you're like, wow. But then again, if you're a cake bread fan, do you take yourself seriously? I'm just kind of curious.
Oh, ouchie.
That's not ouchie. That's a real question.
Ouchie.
Because, you know, it's not really.
Can you take yourself seriously if you listen to our show?
Yes.
Good question.
I mean, yeah, you should.
Well,
you need to have psychotherapy probably, but you know, and you probably need to be a sex offender registry somewhere, but that's okay.
No, that's just to be on the show.
That's right. Scott's only on tier two, so you know, he's a little bit. Yeah,
he's not. Yeah, I'm on tier seven. They always said there were three tiers. Oh, not me. I'm beyond that. Yes.
Get drunk and pee on a cop car one time and you're labeled forever.
No. I dismembered prostitutes. So, I think most of them are prostitutes. One of them was.
Sick son of a bitch.
Thank you. That's putting it mildly, Scott. And you know what? A sick son of a bitch is level 4 tier sex offender. I'm level 7, remember?
Oh,
you know?
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I'm a monster, is what they would call me. Irredeemable. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Degenerate doesn't really say it.
Doesn't
capture it. But what does capture this wine is an 88, and it's a score that I think always reflects something that we would say is it's not something that is wildly special, but it's really competent, and you're going to enjoy it if you buy it and drink it. You're never going to be disappointed. I think that this is an 88 plus in the fact that I will buy it again when I see it. So every year I'd buy a couple bottles. Why? Not to collect it, because it's fun, it's nice, and it's different, and I don't want to spend $80 on Camus, I don't want to spend $90 on Camus. You know Camus now makes a California blend? It's like $70. Yeah, they make one. They make the Napa, and they make Californian.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just fucking dumbstruck. I don't understand. How do you, what, really? I mean, seriously, isn't that what Bonanza was? Yeah, it's California blend. I'm sorry. I know that you love Camus and all, and you want to be Joe Wagner's friend and whatever, and Chucky's friend. You want to give him hand jobs and shit. But that's just, they're just fucking whores. You know, they are. They're
making a lot of money.
But they're whores.
They make good money. They can make good wines.
Man, no, they make overpriced
like
wine.
Camus. It's so, a good wine.
It's a good wine. It's not worth $90.
Well,
it's this $45-$50 bottle of wine is all it is.
Okay.
They double their money. And they make 30,000 fucking cases of it.
30,000 cases.
And they sell every damn bottle of it.
Hell
it's
yeah,
like, how much fuck, you know, you need to be whorish more than now you're going to make your California, you make your stupid, what's that fucking dumbass Mariner shit where they're making that shitty Malbec, the Walking Tall, that's actually from Susco, yeah. I think. I mean, they make fuck off with your shit. You make Bonanza, which is fucking nasty. I mean, fuck off, man. Your family, your loins, your semen is responsible for fucking Mayomi. It's responsible for Elowan. It's responsible for a lot of things that, you know, you would throw down a well. You should have. I mean, you know, yeah. No. The Romans had the infanticide idea right, but, you know, it just came a little late. Chuck didn't know that about Joe. He should have.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what has he done? Other than perverted his father. Well, his father kind of did that anyway. But he was making, he was fucking around with Conundrum. But Conundrum originally was just white wine. It was Camus's white wine. It was cheap, though.
Yeah.
And it was exclusive. But then he got divorced, and he had to give that to his ex-wife or whatever, and then she makes red and white. I've not had Conundrum recently. I used to have the white. I've never drank the red before because it's not OG Conundrum. And the white was always a little bit, I thought it was a little muddled and weird, but it's fine. But their shit, man, it's like, fuck off. I'll spend, you know, $20 on this.
Yeah, people like Conundrum. Listen, you should try any Turley white wine or any Carlisle white wine.
Or any white wine from
anywhere?
Oyster Bay.
No.
No. Not no. Probably not Oyster
Conundrum's
Bay.
Conundrum's good. I would just rather have those other things.
Yeah. Even rather have something special.
Double the prices. Yeah. Well, in theory, for what you pay for Conundrum, because it's $30.
It's a brand anymore. It's not even a thing.
All right.
You could buy it at Kroger.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It used to be something that you could rarely find.
It was a thing. Not a thing.
No. And that's what Camus is all about. That's what Wagner's are all about. Build up a name and then sell off the name. You know?
Well,
trade on the bullshit artist.
Good for them.
You can suck a dick.
Listen, it's hard to argue with the Bud Light of wines.
That's Camus?
It's Mayomi.
Oh.
It's Mayomi.
It's Camus, too.
They know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, I don't know if I would say the Bud Light of wine. You'd have to up the price tag quite a bit.
Bush Light of wine.
Oh, the Bush Light of wine.
I had a Bush Light last night.
That's what my buddy drinks.
It's on tap at the Pine House. I don't know.
Why the hell did you drink a Bush Light?
Just in the mood, man. I had a Little Fish before that.
Okay.
It was very pineapple.
Why didn't you get a Pabst?
They didn't have Pabst.
Oh, they have a Pabst.
They have to. The Busch Light, I have had worse things that I've consumed, and they were from Italy. And they were by the Castellani family. I'd rather drink Busch Light than drink Castellani family winery, you know? I would, every day of the week. I'd also rather drink Busch Light than Bud.
Skunked Moretti?
I'd rather drink it than Bud Light. Or Coors. I would. It's better than those. It's worse, but it's worse. It is worse yet better. It's technically a inferior beer. However, in its inferiority, it's better because it doesn't try to be what they are. It's water, and it's water and a little bit of hops mixed in it. Maybe some piss from somebody that was a little disgruntled at the brewery, but it's
bottled, all right. Bottled, ice cold Budweiser. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't reach for it, but I'll have one.
You know, it's gross.
What's gross?
Michelob Genuine, the MGD, the Genuine Draft. It just tastes like warm urine, even if it's cold. Doesn't matter how warm that is, cold that is. It always has a viscosity. You're like, is this malt liquor? Or did somebody pee in this bottle and I just got tricked? Oh, it's MGD. Okay, that okay. It tastes like draft straight out of the bottle. No, it doesn't. It tastes like urine. It tastes like urine.
Well, they had
if you sat there and said, give me a golden shower, you big hunk of man, and someone stood there and pissed in your mouth. That's what that tastes like.
That's not a shower. That's a golden urinal.
In fairness, Scott, it's a golden shower. That's a technical term. I've been involved in many Red Roof Inns, and I've enjoyed that experienced that multiple times. So, you know.
Jesus.
And big hunk of man is what you'd say.
Gross.
No, I wouldn't.
You would. You did in
Jesus.
You did in Richmond, Virginia that one time. I remember that. So
Richmond, Virginia.
And you said Ooga. I don't know what that was all about. So folks.
Shaka, Ooga, 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 Shaka.
288 recommended tip of the cap to
deep inside of me.
I don't know. I'm not tip of the cap to Benzinger or Kirkland or you know what? I'll tip of the cap to Costco's Butcher Shop. There you go.
That's obscure.
It is. Nevertheless, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Nicest Taxi Driver, we will bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.